Welcome, everyone, to the WWE Extreme Rules breakdown when it comes to betting on Extreme Rules, the preview. I'm from the Lingus Mafia. I'm Cav Manning at Lingus Mafia. I am along with your sports betting expert and wrestling insider for all of your news. He's at Lock Betting. He's at SGP Soccer. And we are both at Real Dirty Sheets on Twitter as well for this show. And that's Mr. Billy Body.
I am at BillyK100, BillyK100 for my wrestling stuff. And I'm at SGP Soccer for my gambling stuff. Just follow both. But yeah, we begin this week on Conan Show on Keep It 100, October the 1st. There was a little advert that was run this week. What did you think of that advert that they made?
I got a lot of messages about it. Everybody was very excited. Everybody was way into it.
But did they think it was a well-made thing? Although was there no comments on the
there was no comments on quality-wise, but people were just way more they were way into fucking wanting the news. And they had questions like, is it going to be on all platforms? Is it going to be on podcasts? So I guess you could address that. Is it going to be on podcast each week? Is it only going to be on a exclusive YouTube each week? How's it going to work?
You know, I don't actually know the podcast side of things. I do know it's going to be a free show on YouTube every week. It's going to be on October the 1st. So we'll be recording it maybe 24 hours ahead of time, a little bit earlier this week because I'm away. We'll be recording it ahead of time, and it will be released on the 1st of October as a YouTube video. The plan is long term to go live with that at some point, but at the moment we're going to find our feet with the YouTube video, and it's going to be free on the K100 network. That was one of my main stipulations, where they wanted me to go work there. And it was a case of, what do you need? What can we? How can we make this different to Russo? And I'm like, Jesus Christ, promote it. Fucking let me be seen by people. There's two things that need to happen. We need to put, if you're behind a paywall, you then got to make a lot of noise about what your paywall has done, right? You've got to turn around and go, if you were there, you would have heard this, but you didn't. You're hearing it after. Happen, right?
Yeah.
That's how the paywall works, bro. It doesn't work like the way you're doing it, in terms of, I want to keep this a secret. This is my like hidden secret. But I also don't really care about the news, so I only hired him because he's so good looking and entertaining. No, bro. It doesn't work for me like that. Work for me, brother. This works for me, because if you're not gonna make the noise, and I'm sure I'm dealing with these people. I'm dealing with Joseph. I'm dealing with Adam, the two guys that run the show, the two guys that do all of the tech side. And this is why it's different. So you got Disco and Conan out there. That's like the me and Cav. And then you got the two other guys that we don't have. Like, so we don't have the people that go, hey, this is our show. We're going to promote the show. We're going to make videos of our show. We're going to put tweets out of our show. We're going to clip clips. We're going to make links. Like, that's where we've been going wrong for years, because I don't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. We just want to be the talent. We don't have like some tech goof doing our stuff, but they have those people. They have the tech guys. Yeah, Adam's on the show and Joseph's on the show as well. But they still do all of the other work in terms of producing link, cutting down videos and all that kind of stuff. So they're probably going to do that anyways, even after putting it on a free platform. So no fucking paywalls anymore for me. I'm going to be putting out all of that content for free. There is also still an incentive. Now, what happened was is that I lost a bunch of people because Russo's show's free. That's fine. But a lot of people also stayed. So the incentive to go over to the dirtysheets.com and stay is because you get the news immediately. On a day like this, that will be absolutely essential, with betting content coming out, and which we're going to cover here, and talking about late developments and everything. So the opportunity to be in the know and win money, or maybe find out a piece of information where you're thinking, I ain't going to sit up and watch this shit. It's Extreme Rules. And it'll be like, what? The Demon's going to win. What? Brock's going to come down there and beat up all the Usos and help Roman and sorry, help Balor when he's on a 3-1 attack and Balor's going to win the belt. Oh my God, I'm going to stay up and watch this. Like, I'm not saying that's a story, but you know what? Someone will cut that bit out and be like, who's reporting this?
That's the first thing I thought when you started saying it. I go, people are going to hold on to that, yeah, like you're reporting.
I'm just using an example. If I find out that Balor, the demon Balor, is going to win the title because the Bloodline are all attacking him and then Brock's going to come out there and beat the shit out of everybody. I mean, this is a finish that I would put on the table, but I know it's not going to happen. I know that Brock and Roman are going to Crown Jewel for the belt. But if anything like that happened, if Sasha was coming back tonight because she got vaccinated or anything else was happening, some big return or whatever, then you'd find out about it on the day. You wouldn't have to wait till October the 1st. So there's still an incentive there. So I don't really have an issue with that. I had the issue with Russo's thing because people were jumping over and they were leaving me and I was not going up, because the difference is that we were hitting the same little group of people, like my people and his people, and the only people that he wants. And the issue with Russo is the fact that he just wants everybody that loves him. He's very insecure. Like, he just wants the people that think that he wrote everything and that he's the best, and wrestling died the day he left, and they had nothing good has ever happened since 1999. Like that he wants people that believe that. And one of my main issues is that I believed in all of the anti-cancel culture, anti-social justice stuff, and I felt that was the right place for me to go because of the type of shows they were doing. But as I stayed there longer, I also come to realize that they don't like anything, and you're not allowed to like anything. And if you do like something, if you're a CM Punk fan and you say you're a CM Punk fan, then they'll start bombarding you with, oh, look how bad the ratings did, and oh, look, AEW.
Yeah, there is a lot of that on Twitter. I see constantly with the, oh, look, and their ratings didn't beat Raw. Like, it's fucking bizarre.
Whereas Raw is fucking terrible. So why are you?
Yes, they're defending.
It's like everybody who's watching this right now, you don't. I don't understand why you're defending like one side. You're defending these billionaires when you don't have pots to fucking piss in. Because I imagine, you know, a lot of these people live with their mums and dads. So I don't understand why you're coming out there and defending the billionaire company online. It's better for everybody if this does get real close, because the rocket goes up the old man's ass and then suddenly we may get a fucking response. I don't understand why you're celebrating AEW's low ratings. I'm a WWE fan, but I'm hoping that AEW starts kicking shit out of them, because we all know what happened last time when a guy called Eric Bischoff.
Did you see his tweet, by the way, the other night?
No.
He said, because when AEW's, the show was fucking hot the other day on Dynamite or whatever, and he said,
about Vince, I heard.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, this is about to get good because, you know, the competition will make the old man do something. So this is about to get good. Strap in, one of those type of things. I'm like, exactly.
I thought you were implying that he said something about us.
Because, not yet. Well, we haven't promoted the other show yet, so.
No, we may be doing something with Bischoff soon.
Maybe. We're going to try to contact him.
Yeah.
To see if we contact him, tune in tonight about fucking midnight tomorrow morning and Pacific time, and you'll find out.
Yeah. So to summarize, I mean, there's a long explanation at the start and the end of the podcast and all, but the bottom line is that, yeah, it was great. I wanted to go over and work with Vince Russo as soon as he offered it to me. But then, like, for 3 weeks, I was on a show called Chicken Necks, which was behind a paywall, but not behind a small paywall. It was behind a paywall where everybody was behind, where you're looking at Disco, Bin Hameen, Beautiful People, everybody behind one paywall. Good, it's fine. I'm one of the 10 shows behind there. Like, there's plenty of listeners for me. There's plenty of opportunity to grow. Well, the show's so popular, the guy decides, I'm going to make a brand new paywall to stick this show behind. So you got to pay the $5 for everybody else, and then an additional $3 for a separate paywall that I'm going to stick this guy behind with no consultation at all. In the meantime, I'm sitting there going, you know what? Fuck it. Doesn't matter. Podcast in a Poll is going to be great. We need to get that going. Trying to, like, push for the start of Podcast in a Poll. I can't do it this month, bro. Can't do it this month, bro. Oh, I'm too busy this month, bro. I've got 25 shows to do. Okay, fine. Vince, I finally push him and say, Vince, come on. Like, what's the issue? Like, how are we ever going to start this? Because we're now, if you recall, when I started working with him, I wanted to start in the middle of 97. But it got so far past that point where all the Brett stuff had already like happened with him winning the belt and him being into his disputes with Vince and whatnot. We decided, okay, we're going to have to just go from the start of 96 and begin with some sort of career show or how did you get into the business show until we get into, I believe, January to start the show properly. Mm-hmm. So we ended up having quite a few months of 97 in there that we didn't initially want. Our starting point, my target starting point for this show was supposed to be SummerSlam 97. That was where I wanted to start. Oh, sorry, Canadian Stampede. It was supposed to be the first show that we did and start from July 97 because at that point, Russo was fully involved in the writing process. We didn't necessarily want to do that back show because it was never meant to be a Russo show. It was meant to be back to the Monday Night Wars with Vince Russo with a catchier name of Podcast on a Pole, which is more related to the main guest, which is Russo's importance of that time. Obviously, supersedes me and Cav, two fans watching at home, Russo's writing the shit. So it added a different element to the show. But when he didn't watch WCW and when he couldn't commit to once a week or whatever, we ended up with a fucking monthly, and the guy said to me, oh, you know, I'll give you a bit of money on the side because I'll give you a bit of money on the side because I'm not able to do it week for week. We can't do the week to week trade off. You're giving me an hour and a half a week and I'm giving you 1 hour a month. So, you know, I have to pay you something. And he goes, you know, if you don't, he goes, I know you don't need it. He says, just give it to Austin. So when I saw how much it was, I did start giving it to Austin. Because yeah, it wasn't great. So as that continued on, the issues were simply promote the show. Number one, number two, please remember something from the time that you're supposed to have written. Please remember more things. Like we can't have this answer. I don't know, bro. I don't remember, bro. Like at all. You know, before we even mentioned that.
Well,
to
wasn't
him,
and that important to him to do that show? Obviously, because I mean, otherwise he would have had to put in a lot more hours than just doing a show because, like us, we're watching four shows a month plus paper.
I think he could have put in 1 hour. I think he could have gone back and looked through the results.
Results maybe, and then just, you know.
Skim through the results, do a bit of reading, do some fast-forwarding through some shit. Like, just see, like, oh, just know where we're at. Like, listen to the last show. Like, listen to one of the shows that we've done. Like, ask us how it's performing or anything. But the fact is, he was like going, his attitude was, I've got to do this because this guy's doing this. But it's like, I never approached his show with a fucking hour. Like, I've got to, like, find an hour and a half to do this shit. Like, let me just go and fuck him.
I tell you, he just bit off more than he could chew, as in the sense of he did not want to do that fucking show in the first place. But he wanted to accommodate with you because you were doing his, so he agreed to do it. When I told him flat out, you should have never fucking agreed to it if you didn't want to do it. And you know it's going to be like 3 years or whatever, too. Then you just should have said, I'm not going to do that.
There's a simple way around that because we would have reached the solution of one of these two things. Number one, pay me my I get $100 a show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. The shows are only 20 to 30 minutes long. You need an hour and a half, so give me $150 a week. I would have said, okay, fine. Right, $150 a week, I'll do the show. Not $150 a month, $150 a week, right? Mm-hmm. That would have been an agreement. Or the other option would have been, give me 40% of your paywall where I am by myself. Give me 40% of your paywall where I am by myself. That's fair. I'm the one doing all the new. You've got the name, fine. I'll make you. You got to do the show too. I'll make the concession of giving you the 60%, but I want 40% because the show.
Yeah, just show you how many people are signed on to just that show. Because now his new channel has to where you could get individual shows, which I think is 100 times better than what he had, because it was a bundle to where your line would be clogged to shit with shows that you didn't give a fuck about. If you liked one show, you'd be deleting everything else.
And had I known that, I would have probably given it another couple of months to see how many, to show him as well, how many more people are solely interested in this, in his one particular show. But, you know, it didn't happen. At the end of the day, the offer that came in, it's not some sort of downgrade. These are people operating at a higher level. They have a more watched show, more listeners, bigger audience, promoting it a bit more. Like, the opportunity to grow is massive. So, yeah, getting back around to the original question, October the 1st on YouTube for free. Keep it 100. You won't be able to miss it once it actually comes out.
Yeah, we'll promote it. Check all our Twitters. You'll see it all over the place.
Yeah, and I'm also a weekly cameo on the main show. So that's like 15 to 20 minutes a week. That one's Billy Barty's Hot News. What's the hot news this week? So it's a segment. We don't love the name, so we have our own name over on the actual show. The Wrestling Informer is what you need to look out for.
You know, and is my idea going to be taken to where I say here and there? It's obviously not going to be an each week thing, but the idea was for me to host, for you to do your stuff, and then we could have another guy on there like a Conan or a Disco rotating in and out or something to where they hear the news for the first time and they're giving their opinion or thoughts on it. Time to time, not every week, obviously.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. Like, when me and Vince did the show, it was different to how you want to do it, because it was a case of he goes, "What have you got for me?" And I would just give the news, and then he would react to it.
Yeah.
No. I mean, but you know, we could do that again with a third guy. I mean, the show.
I'm still going to give my reaction to it, because how it's going to be is Billy's just giving me bullet points, obviously, of stories. So I'm driving the car and bringing him through things, but I don't know the story until he tells it, and then I could give, you know, my thoughts on it. Just time to time, I think, just to mix it up and have it be fun to have somebody else on there. It's not a, you know, it could be even a once a month thing, be like, all right, let's have a treat, you know?
And essentially, like, the, you know, the guests that we have this week on Podcast and a Poll, moving forward, like, people can double up and go, hey, you want to talk about the Monday Night Wars? And we do a second show if you want to come back on in a few months, and we can just talk about the news that week with us. So, I mean, the opportunity to have guests on and people popping on and off is pretty good, especially over at Keep It 100, where they don't have kind of the thing that Rusa has, where it's like, he's very Marmite. I don't know if you have Marmite in America, but do you have Marmite in America?
No, I don't even know what that is.
That's disgusting. it's this fucking sandwich spread where it's like, they even market it. Their advertisement says you either love it or you hate it. And that's the
it's almost I've like always, spam.
Yeah, I've always, well, yeah, exactly. I've always like referred to myself as, you know, having a Marmite like personality always, because it's, and it's, and it is like that, very much like that. I don't know these people that just ever have really thought of me and thought, yeah, he's all right. It's always
they even love you or hate you, that's for sure.
Exactly, and that's what Marmite is, and that's what Russo is. So Russo is very much like Marmite. He has the people that are completely convinced he's one thing, and then he has the people that completely convinced he's the other. Only when you can take the position of where you work with him for a while and have been frustrated with him, you can turn around and have a full, wide and accurate perspective where you can go, yes, I think he did this, that, and this, but he's certainly not this, that, and this. And I'll use two words.
I think he's a nice guy, a lovely man. I have zero problem with, you know, talk to him and anything like that. I think he's a good human being. All that, I don't think he maliciously does anything. I think he doesn't take advantage of certain things that would benefit him. But as I say, it's his prerogative. If he wants to leave stuff on the table, and he got enough money to, who gives a shit, and he does things for fun and enjoyment, God bless you. Do what you fucking want. I don't think it's like lying on purpose. When people say, oh, he's a liar, this and that, I do not see that he's like a fucking liar. I think maybe he doesn't recall things as well, possibly in certain aspects, like some people, you know, but yeah, I don't think anything's malicious or anything like that on from him for sure.
No, and I agree, but it is still frustrating when he's very.
Yeah, you dealt with it on a different level than I did. All I did was host the show.
He's very stubborn, and he doesn't.
And so are you. So those two heads butting probably that's because both of you have that same thing to where.
But I listen to a point of view where it's like where an idea where it's like actually if we do this. This it can equal this, and mm-hmm. this is how. And then you know, once that maths is I don't know any kind of like theory or philosophy is like presented to me with backed up with facts and data, then I do listen. I do. He is different in that sense.
So this show was supposed to be as long as the time is right now for a review. But, so let's get into our review.
Immediately off the bat. Mm-hmm. I am struggling to see any upset here. So this is going to be a very chalky.
Are you
kind
excited
of show.
At all? Like I still get that glimmer of ooh, there's a pay per view today. I do. I still have the ooh, there's a pay per view, and I'm always like when it happens. But I have it on. I'll have football on same time. So I don't know which one will be the big screen at that time. I mean, it's 49ers Packers tonight, right? That's I think I'm gonna rather watch that.
Umar's been coming over since the fans came back to watch the baby.
I see him with his mouth open like Bubba Gump sleeping on your fucking chair watching.
Yeah, he never gets to the end. But
how close does he live to you? Because I'm like, it's fucking late 10, there.
10 minutes.
That's nice then. I mean, fuck, because I can't imagine he's got to go to work and shit in the morning. What the fuck? Why would he care that much?
This is the one where I thought to myself, he might say no. Because he's been over for Mania.
And those are big, sure. I understand.
Money
those.
When they came back, Money in the Bank and SummerSlam. So that's I think tonight's,
worth it. Yeah.
Tonight's the one who's really like on the fence. If he doesn't come.
Yeah, Umar, stay the fuck home. What the fuck's wrong with
you? So this is what I'm basing my decision on. If he doesn't come, and bearing in mind, Austin's not staying up either because mm-hmm. we have a massive week coming up. We have, I'm giving him 3 days off school. Because we're going to be in Manchester for 2 Man United games. Okay. So this is his reward because he's been doing something. He was put forward for something called 11 plus, which means that you're able to sit an exam to go to an academic school rather than just a normal school. So it doesn't mean you get there. The pass mark is just 50%.
Okay.
And if you get 50%, you're allowed to start talking to these schools. But it's 16-year-olds work.
Oh, very nice then. I mean, he's a well-spoken kid and everything like that. You could tell he's not some fucking slob.
Yeah. So, I mean, after he's got through that process of having to go to extra tutoring, because the school don't teach you 16-year-old work. You get forwarded for it, and then it's your responsibility as a parent to kind of let him know, like teach him what the work's going to be or go and get a tutor and whatnot. Obviously, we went away and got ourselves a tutor. So, yeah, so he's been doing all of that. He's been giving up 2 hours a day after school for pretty much the last 2 months. Still doesn't mean he's going to pass, but he's got it. So I figured, fuck it, it's over now. We're going to take 3 days off because the summer holidays, we couldn't go to any country or anything either. Sure. So we've got those 3 days off. So yeah, he's not staying up tonight. So Umar is the deciding factor. If he comes over, I'll put the pay-per-view on. I'll put the football on the iPad. If he doesn't, I'm shutting myself off from the world. I'm not fucking looking at any results for this pay-per-view. I'm watching, only watching the Green Bay beat mm-hmm. San Francisco. Because Roger's going to fucking pass all over them. And
never go ahead.
Listen, they never drafted him and he hasn't got revenge.
Yeah, no, well, zero revenge.
So if he doesn't come over, that's my decision made. So I'm using Umar to make my choice for me because I'm very 50-50 about it.
I'm surprised you don't. Well, you know what then? I'm surprised you won't have wrestling on the iPad then. Because that's the glance at thing. Who gives a fuck about that?
Nah, because I can make a whole thing of it then. Like, oh, I'll tell Austin when he comes back from school tomorrow. I haven't watched it either. So yeah,
I'll make sure not to tweet or to message you and go, this fucking shit. So, I was trying to remember this morning. I wake up and I see your text that says, hey, can we put out a preview? And I'm like, let me go in my head. I can remember that there's three matches. I remember there's three. I remember the U.S. title as the three-way. I know.
Six.
So. What's that? You remember
I
six?
I know there are only six.
I remember the Liv Morgan match, and I know the Demon and Roman match. That is all I can remember that is on. Oh, you know what? Hey, look at this. I'm remembering more. You got Carmella and Alexa, which is intriguing because we keep hearing that, like, you know, Charlotte's going to be fucking out of here. How bizarre was that, by the way, that, like, they were taking, like, real shots at each other, or at least Charlotte was, talking about, like, stealing gimmicks and shit like that? Yikes.
I felt that was ad-libbed.
Yeah, totally. Where, that's what I'm saying. I was like, ooh, that was like a, because you even see Alexa, like, you know, like, I'm like, ooh, that's a little fucking rough. And I wonder if Vince is like, what the fuck is that shit?
I think it was fucking good shit, though.
I mean, it's good for us. I don't think it helps them. I think it fucks them a little bit.
It's a shame everybody walked out during the segment.
Yeah, 15 billion people, right? Never came back. And they said, I don't want to see a WrestleMania main event because this segment's no good. You imagine that he actually fucking...
I gave my explanation of this on the Conan show, and I'll just give it now. And
Alexa yelled at him, which was great.
So here's the explanation for it. First of all, he may be right, because what I saw on the show I went is that when it was Bianca and Becky on the house show, everybody left, like, including my friend and his kid. And he goes, we're going to try and beat the traffic. And I said, all right. He said, he's going to miss the main event. He goes, yeah, he don't care about the women. So I was like, okay, cool. So he left. Right. Mm-hmm. And that was consistent with a lot of people. I would say 25% of the people left at the O2. Now that's a house show.
Okay. Yes.
This was a men's match, but, and I'll give you the true story here. If you've ever been to TV for WWE, there is a dark match main event at the end of every single show. Yep. For a while, Drew McIntyre was losing to The Fiend in 2 minutes on every single show.
Jesus.
Just before he won the Royal Rumble, actually. He was losing to The Fiend for months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they say this. They always advertise it. Go, at the end of the show, it's going to be so-and-so versus so-and-so. And you know it's a dark match. Now, when Nakamura debuted in 2017, he came out and confronted Dolph Ziggler, I believe. And they said, at the end of the show, the main event tonight is going to be Nakamura versus Dolph Ziggler. Now, because it was Dolph and because it was Nakamura's, like, he came out and debuted, I thought, This is an actual match. At no point did it occur to me that was the dark match, because they don't say dark match. Yeah. They say your main event tonight is going to be this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was only when there was no logo at the bottom. So after the last thing that actually happened on SmackDown and the logo disappeared and the logo came up, and the commentators walked out, had I realized they'd been pushing a dark match. So it actually got me. So what I believe could have happened here is that when they said that it was going to be a three-way with those backstage segments and everything, I think possibly some people didn't know that it was a match for TV, because they do it with the backstage segments as well. If you're going, oh, the backstage segments were a giveaway, they weren't, because when Ziggler and Nakamura was announced, Ziggler came on did a very normal backstage promo, which you thought was on SmackDown, saying, I want Nakamura tonight. And you really thought it was on the show. So that is not me saying that's 100% what happened. That's a theory. That's a simple, like, theory. It's not...
I can't imagine that if it was said at all that those three, even if that was a dark match, I think people would want to stay. I mean, nothing is so bad that people will say, I don't care about the rest of the show, I'm leaving because this segment.
Traffic's bad. Well, traffic's always bad.
Yeah, well, traffic thing. But I mean, And it's fucking late, though, by the time shit gets out. I mean, getting out of the parking lot is the only traffic.
Trains, parking lot. Yeah, it's all bad. I mean, I fucking, yesterday, Anthony Joshua, I went to the Anthony Joshua fight, and he lost, and which was good. And I didn't get home till 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, an hour of that was because I needed to get fuel on the way home. And we had to wait for a petrol pump. Someone cut in front of me. I swear, the fucking real life purge is coming, because I wanted to fight. This guy pulled in two cars in front of me. I'd been there at this time 35 minutes, right?
Jesus.
He pulls in front, two cars ahead. Some idiot was falling asleep at his wheel, like, let him in.
How do you guys not have gas stations all over the place? What the fuck?
We do. We've run out of petrol.
Really?
Because of Brexit, yeah.
Wow. No wonder. Because I'm like, what the fuck? Just go to another...
Run out of meat, too. So yeah, what happened was someone pulled in front of him, and I wanted to... and I walked up to him. I remembered his car. I went up to his pump when he came out, walked up to him, and went, can't you fucking queue like everyone else? He just put his hand up and just nodded his head, like, and made the sorry. You can't do anything once you apologize.
What's funny is I was watching Superman 3 yesterday, and there was gas station. There was no gas. Remember that? They took all the oil away. They were doing the same thing. They were trying to fight for fucking getting in line at the gas station, beating the shit out of each other.
Jesus, there's so much stuff like that in films, especially if you watch Demolition Man.
Like, any end of days type of shit.
Yes, there's so much stuff on films where they call shit. Remember FaceTiming Back to the Future 2?
Yeah, yeah. Shit. All right. Well, let's fucking go on to the preview.
Let's whiz through the shit part of the show.
See, this was the fun part. Now it's okay. This is for more so betting purposes, but you can get all his.
I wonder if we can do this kind of stuff on Conan's show where we just don't get to the fucking
meat.
It's like, we're going to talk first. I don't know if it will go down well. Or I don't, because there's a couple. I've seen some podcasts where certain guys do it. I don't like the fact that they're very snowflakey, like John and Wei Ting on Post Wrestling.
Or your other boyfriends at fucking, the fuck is the name of that stupid show I don't like? I don't even know the fucking name of it.
Smart Wrestling Fan.
There you fucking go.
They're so like, oh, if you don't get a vaccine, you're an idiot and all this kind of stuff, which is like, I was told on the Sports Gambling Podcast, they never...
But he's soft as shit anyway. It didn't even matter about that. It's the fact that I fucking said one thing to him. He went through, get this, everyone. Oh. He went through all of my followers and blocked them all so they did not talk to him. You know what efforts that takes? Because I said to a couple friends, I go, go see if you're blocked. My girlfriend was fucking blocked.
Dude, they cover their show. The fuck? They turn around. Larry's really funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason I watch. The other guy's like...
What's the other guy's name?
Joe Negron.
There you go. Joe Negron.
And he turned around and goes, Cena, he was covering Cena Roman, and he goes, Cena said, curse word here, curse word. Fucking hell.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, I would love to have a fucking one-on-one debate with this fucking guy.
And then they complain about how it was so unnecessary. They were complaining last week about how they don't understand why AEW started cursing so much, and it's ruining, like...
Oh, my God.
It's ruining those... he said the Brian Omega confrontation that set up the show the week after, the Dynamite the week before the Arthur Ashe show.
They do like to say shit quite a bit, and they push it a little bit, but, you know.
The cursing ruined the segment.
He's sitting there grabbing his fucking pearls. Oh, my God. Heavens to Murgatroyd. I can't believe they said this. All right, what's the first match we're gonna fucking try to predict here?
You know, I'm putting this on my fucking gambling Patreon. They're gonna really like not be interested in the first bits of this. But never mind. Roman Reigns is a 1-10 favorite against Finn Balor, who's 6-1.
Yeah, I will say, yeah, this is the first time that the Demon loses a fucking match. I'm in love with Roman. He's fucking fantastic. He's why I'm watching these fucking shows practically.
Demon lost in NXT to Samoa Joe, though.
Oh, that's funny. And they don't even, that's one of those they don't acknowledge, like Hogan slamming Andre earlier.
They shouldn't acknowledge it because it shouldn't really have happened. But this also shouldn't happen here either. Like, you need, this didn't need to be a pay-per-view sandwich between the Brock and Roman feud. Balor could have just lost this. He could have, he had enough
SmackDown
ammo to get a rematch. He had enough like ammunition to get a rematch from the way he was beaten on SmackDown. And it could have just been Balor in an Extreme Rules match. There was no need to use the demon. I don't know what this does for them other than kill something that you could pretend was undefeated. You can at least say he's never lost on the main roster or whatever. This this defeat needs to occur at a WrestleMania or a SummerSlam with an actual build. The Fiend, you know, the Fiend versus Finn Balor. That's the direction you should have gone on to. I actually have a good story about Bray Wyatt on this week's Keep It 100. So we'll save that for there.
Okay.
Is it the only Extreme match, Extreme Rules match?
I was going to say, what the fuck are the Extreme matches?
This one, that's it.
And so is that a no rules match? The fucking Balor and... Because I don't even know. Yeah. Did they say that?
Extreme Rules, yeah.
Wow, see? They don't fucking, like, push. I mean, obviously, they probably have said it, obviously. And it passes by me. But it's not something that is drilled into my head because certain Extreme Rules pay-per-view. That's like that fucking Lethal Lockdown. Every damn thing was a cage or something. You know, that's the whole premise of it. I was thinking of the Charlotte Alexa one, if you want to go into that one. That one has me thinking that Alexa could fucking win it, but I don't know if anything will happen because it's this who cares pay-per-view. So why would you do anything on it? Or do you want to do something on it to say, look, every pay-per-view is worth it?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I mean, I would think that whomever doesn't win this ends up going to SmackDown.
Because, oh, yeah, it's still a fucking, yeah, someone's got a flip-flop. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, if Charlotte is losing the title, then it's to get her onto SmackDown. But I there's no opponent for her there at all. She can't be a babyface against Becky.
Would you mind if she left AEW? I wouldn't.
If she left for AEW?
Yeah.
No, I'd still see her on AEW.
Yeah, I mean, we're watching AEW, but I wouldn't be like, oh, fuck, they lost her. I'm tired. And they've done it to themselves with the winning the title every 4 fucking seconds. It's gotta be, there's gotta be some time off to do something else. But you know what? That Alexa promo about who are you without the fucking title is true because there's nothing else for her to fucking do other than when she's in a fucking title thing. And it's fucking stale at this point.
Well, trying to get her to 16 times because they want to, they don't want the person on top to be someone who tries to rape air stewardesses. So, but I mean,
just touch it, honey. Just touch it.
Instead, it'll be someone who was who's the spawn of the stewardess.
Can you believe they took him out of the fucking opening credit? They are so holier than fucking thou. Like Vince is fucking some pure fucking angel too. I'm like, the woo is gone. And then they replace him with Warrior, who's another fucking gem. Like, fucking Christ.
I'm wondering who they could have even replaced them with. I mean, everybody's in that thing anyway. So,
Can you put Kane? Is Kane in there? Throw Kane in there.
I don't know. It's like, I mean, it depends how far back you want to go. I mean, Randy Savage.
What Honky Tonk Man in there? Fuck it.
Savage isn't in there, is he? But they don't like him either.
Yeah,
do they?
You know what? Yeah, they have that weird thing like, no, we love Randy. Bull fucking shit, you fucking love Randy.
What's worse, like trying to molest the air stewardess, fucking Stephanie McMahon, or calling or saying that gays are going to hell in a speech?
You know what the least probably is fucking Steph. Well, was she 16 though? That was the issue, right?
I don't know how old she was.
Yeah, I mean, if she was of age, then that's the least. Well, it's not like it was a rape, so who cares?
He should have fucked her on a UK tour, so it's legal over here.
Oh,
so
there you go. You can go to UK to fuck 16-year-olds?
Yeah.
All right, so with the Alexa thing and,
you missed the transition of speaking of 16-year-olds, who do you think is going to win in this Alexa Bliss match? That's what you needed to say.
Since she looks under 16 at this point with this fucking stupid shit, and I'm wondering,
listen, your pedophile podcast voted for her, okay?
Like, yeah, they did. They fucking voted for her.
Run that thing. I would have just closed the doors on that day.
And I told them all. I said, "You're all into underage."
Well, I predicted it too, so I don't know what that says about.
Because you know my audience.
I think Charlotte wins.
Yeah, I'm. Part of me would think that Alexa would, but like the main thing of me thinks that they're just not going to really do much importance on this pay per view because it's a fucking middle of nothing pay per view before the other, you know, Saudi and all that shit.
The only thing that makes me think she might lose is because there seem to be setting up heels on this side. I feel like heels could be coming over, like Carmella's going over to Raw, and Shayna Baszler won that match against Nia Jax and injured her, so she seems like she was getting pushed.
What's with the Nia shit anyway? So does she have to actually have something done? That's why they took her out for a while, or because obviously she can't be around. She all these broken fucking everything's right. This fucking nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, I think for about 6 weeks after lipo, you can't do anything. So
is she getting get out of here? She's really getting fucking lipo.
No, I don't know what she's getting.
I was going to say, you can't get lipo if you're enormous. They make you lose weight for.
Did it really?
Yeah, you can't just get lipo on if you're a fucking whale. It doesn't work that way.
You wear the gastric band first.
They would probably do that. Yeah, it's like they make you, even for that, for the gastro, they say you got to lose a certain amount to show that you're, you know, trying to fuck it. Yes, exactly. And then you get these 600-pound life people that, I can't do it.
All right, we got Becky versus Bianca Belair next. I tell you, like Becky would be getting a lot of votes for me. Like she'd be getting, yeah, she'd be winning a ton of matches. She looks so good.
She looks better than she did before she had a kid, which is very fucking wild. She's lucky she has the genetics for the skin to snap back because some just do not have it, where it looks like a blown out balloon that never got bounced back.
I watched this match on the house show. They've been rehearsing it for obviously all of the house shows that they've been doing. They've rehearsed it all last week. So I pretty much think they'll use one of those finishes and Becky wins.
Mm, okay. I'll go with that. I'll go with Becky winning too. My same logic about nothing big is going to happen on this show. And she ain't going to win the title for a month and give it right the fuck back.
I think Bianca ends up on the other show.
You know what? Does that mean then Street Profits got to go over there then too, right?
No, not necessarily.
You
but
don't
I
think
tell you
so.
What,
married? They usually like to do that. I mean, if they're doing Carmella to Raw because Corey's over there, that helps.
See, I can see Alexa going to SmackDown and then feuding Becky Lynch. And then I can see Bianca going over to Raw, winning the belt instead, because they'll do Charlotte and Bianca, which will be, you know, strong woman match.
Charlotte and Bianca would be actually good, yeah. The two real alpha males.
And I think after that, then that would make sense to set up Baszler. But you can't do Carmella and Bianca again. It's just been done to death. So I'm not too sure how you get around
you know,
that.
It helps. It helps if Becky wins by bullshit and then Bianca's like, oh, all right, I'm going to fucking get you on the next one. And then they have her get drafted over. So it kind of helps her to be like, you lucky motherfucker. They got to find a way for Becky to rig it so she fucking gets sent over. Where it's, oh, that's a shame. I can't fight you anymore. You're gone. That would be good.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to go about it. I think sending Bianca and Carmella over, but I mean, not everybody needs to face each other again. They can be kept apart, but there is a lot of, with the women, it's so difficult. It's like, there's like fucking 12 of them all having to swap around. And
that is shitty. There's barely any. They need to have more.
Or less. They need to just have what they need on their own show.
I wouldn't mind, and I said that ages ago, I said, well, the women should have their own fucking just show all together where it is the only women. I know NXT this week is doing that. You see, Mandy was at the Ryder Cup this weekend. She was playing.
No?
Yeah, she was there. I think she's still with that. What is that guy's name? Tino Sabatini? Is that the fucking guy's name? I don't see him anymore in NXT, but I think she's still together with him because I thought she posted a picture, and I think it was him that was in the picture. But she's one. You know, they hide that shit.
I thought she was an Otis. That didn't tell me he got broken up. I'm still waiting.
Yeah. Still waiting to find out what happened.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, they're still together. I've not heard anything to tell me anything else. All right, so Damian Priest and Sheamus is now a triple threat match. So you got Damian Priest is 1-6, Sheamus is 6-1, and Jeff Hardy's 30-2. By the way, Jesus. Becky was the 1-4 favorite, and here Priest is 1-6 favorite. He's not losing this yet. He's their New Mexican guy,
and it's a way to get out of it when there's always a three way. There's a so you don't pin the fucking main guy.
We just pin fucking Jeff, and then Sheamus gets another match.
I think Sheamus finally moves the fuck over to another show too.
Well, he's just came from that show, so you think these guys can't even stay a year now on the same show? You don't think they'll bring over parts for him to have new matches with instead?
God, I think they're all begging to go to SmackDown. I think they'd all be like, please send me the fuck over, because nobody wants to be on a sinking ship.
They can do the U.S. Intercontinental swap over, but because of Pat McAfee, I don't think they'll take Nakamura on the show.
God, just for that stupid shit, huh? And then they'd have to take over Boogs at the same time. You're like, and Tony Storm, who showed up for 4 seconds and then wasn't out there with any of them. So
ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous. I mean, she was off TV. It's like they haven't seen her before because she got taken off TV to lose 15 pounds.
Is that what they did? She needed to lose weight?
Yeah.
I told you, she's the type, because she's got that fucking caboose on her to where, I mean, she got a naturally giant ass. So the second she is not having metabolism go and she's not young, that ass is going to be fucking enormous. And it was getting enormous. But like Meltzer said, she need to get in shape.
She looks great to me. I think I find her better looking than Liv. Because I would say, like, Liv needs a fucking pair of tits on her, then she's right up there.
Well, Tony ain't got no titties.
Ain't she?
No, not at all. She's all fucking, she got those flapjack tits. It's all ass. And you've seen the video, right, before with her hand busy?
Nah, that doesn't do anything for me.
Oh, I would like to see what it looked like. What are you talking about? What doesn't do anything for you?
Yeah, I don't care. All right, so we got Usos, Street Profits. Usos 1-5. Street Profits 7-2. See what I mean with this pay-per-view? It's like the only possibility of anything happening is Charlotte and Alexa. I actually think Alexa's odds are too big, and I think that would be an underdog that I would be interested in having a little bit of money on. Otherwise, this is all favorite. And you're not even concerned here about the DQs, because nothing needs to be extended, because everything can be ended next week with drafts and everything. Like most of the losers of these matches, I would say, would move on.
I was going to say, watch who loses on Raw next week, because those are the ones that are going to fucking leave.
Yeah, and you can see that from SmackDown this week. Carmella, obviously Selena got the win, which she's winning her first match of her fucking life.
That's what I was like. I go, look at that. They actually let her fucking have a win. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, but because Liv gets the big win on big win over Carmella at the pay-per-view, and then Carmella moves on to go and sit next to her boyfriend or be with her boyfriend on the same show. That will be happening. And again, Apollo Nakamura gets finished. You can see them moving on, or you can see them splitting those two up, and he starts doing something with the big guy, or they get into a feud with AJ and Almas or something over on Raw. Like there's multiple things that they can do. Nothing is particularly interesting unless it has a substantial story behind it. But Raw continues to just be this field of matches where nothing's done properly.
Let's just fill 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Last match is Carmella and Liv, and Liv's 1-6 favorite. So they're certain that they've worked out how this is going to go. They know the formula.
Yeah, whenever you see someone lose, there you go. That's because soon as the second you saw her lose, you were like, "Oh, now there's no doubt."
I bet you she beats Carmella, and then on the draft show, she'll beat Carmella again, or she'll get her win back against Zelina. I guarantee you that that's what Liv's doing on SmackDown next week. She's rematching or she's winning against Zelina.
The Carmella thing, like, has Carmella won any fucking matches since this whole fucking, like, maybe she's won one or two since her whole gimmick thing? Like, she comes out, she loses constantly. That's all she does.
She is doing it. She just does it for me. Oh, she's doing it for me again this week, but she's
that's
never.
That's a nice outfit she had on, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, fucking sitting on the table like that. Tell people, like, how beautiful I am and all this. She's doing really well with this gimmick without fucking winning. I can't even imagine how good it would be if they actually fucking put something behind it, like some effort and some wins and some videos backstage. And
it's not even her fault. I mean, you know, they don't do shit. It's not her.
Can you imagine they put her in these, like, pretentious segments where she's, like, dickish to people in her real life? I mean, that's the thing, like...
They need to have, a new Beautiful People type of fucking club. You know, that should have been with Mandy and her. Like, they were just the glamour pusses, you know?
You know about Dom... Do you know about Darman on YouTube?
No.
It's just fucking cheesy shit on YouTube where this guy teaches, like, life lessons with his videos.
Mm-hmm.
So some shit happens and... It's like a lot of kids watch it where, you know, it's like someone abuses someone at work and then they like so an employer abuses an employee. And then basically the employer then leaves and starts his own company in the future. Mm-hmm. And then the employee starts his own company in the future. And the employer who abused him, he now needs a job like 5 years later.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you know, don't treat people the same, like whoever Careful. They are, treat people how you want to be, that kind of shit. Uh-huh. There's loads of fucking messages about don't steal and don't do this and don't do that. Anyway, there's a bitch on there. She's always like a bitch. She's always like pretentious. She's always like judging people by their appearance. Like, don't judge a book by its cover, but she does. This is what the Carmella character is. I'm pretty sure they stole it off Darman. Huh. But if they didn't, they should be shooting things where she's in situations where she acts like this girl. But they don't.
I mean, I think it's the classic, just, you know, I'm the hottest chick. Yeah, it's almost, she's not even doing mean girl type of stuff either. It's just, look at me, I'm hot. So there's none there. That's pretty much all they do.
It's all very fucking lazy. And there could be so many more layers to everything if they actually tried to expand. If they sat down and put, right, this character is this, so we are going to shoot A, B, and C to make this point come across. Because nobody has an identity. The weirdest thing is that it's especially weird because this company's so obsessed with giving everybody a very clear black and white identity. Mm-hmm. In terms of giving them stupid, like, little nicknames, like Keith Lee's going to come back as Bearcat Keith Lee.
That's so fucking bizarre.
And yeah, and in terms of just giving people one name, it's all about branding, 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 branding. Well, yes. It's yeah. not all about the fucking names and dressing people up like idiots and like, you don't need that. That's not the transparency that people are looking for. You can make it a lot clearer by shooting segments and giving the character more layers and developing the character by shooting a lot more rather than going, you are this because you are going to be the stereotypical bitch and you are going to say this line and you are going to wear this thing. It's like so obvious that they want to like hit you with the most obvious cliche shit rather than developing the character. Oh, Carmella's a bitch. Why is she a bitch? Oh, because she says she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Yeah, that's easy. She's a bitch because, oh, she was in this segment where she did this and, oh, she so-and-so had a crush on someone, so she fucked him just to show that she could. Like, that's how you develop the character.
Yeah, well, we've known for a long time they don't. I think they're lazy.
When Mandy was trying to get with one of the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
Or she was like...
Yeah, that was good. She was in her lingerie or whatever. Meanwhile, her lingerie was covered up more than her fucking outfits were.
Exactly. But that's an actual that's a bitch, or that's saying to people she's a bitch without fucking having to call her Mandy Bitch Rose, which is how, which is the way they prefer, they prefer to do things and make it so clear like that.
It is so funny. She goes to like NXT and she's boom, changed. She's a bad guy. They just fucking do stupid shit. It's just, there's no explanation. It's just, I'm a bad guy now.
That hair does nothing for me now.
No, I think she looks, I mean, she looks fine and she's a gorgeous girl. It doesn't fucking really matter what the fuck color her fucking hair is.
I prefer that other one. I prefer that other one with the orange hair, with the red hair.
Oh,
with the,
God.
She's got even bigger tits than Mandy.
Yeah, Mandy hasn't gone, like, Mandy got the implants and stuff, but she didn't go, like, porno. Like a lot of chicks, when they get implants, they go fucking, you know, Dana Brooke. Oh, if I'm going to get them, I'm going to get them as big as fucking humanly possible. Oh, they have a new iPad? Let me get the biggest one.
Yeah, well, sometimes that shit pops. If you actually wrestle enough, like Charlotte, and wrestle properly, and you're trying to do a fucking moonsault every match, that shit's not going to last. Shit's going to leak.
Yeah, that's... That's always the fucking way. All right. Is this what we're pretty much done?
Oh, we're so done. Like, yeah, we should have been done 40 minutes ago, but.
I know. It's always. And it's perfect timing because now is when the NFL on Fox starts for me, which is one of my favorite shows to watch. So, yeah, if you're listening to this after, you could tell us how right we are with all our predictions or whatever. But if you want the real stuff, go to lockbetting.com and you will get the real picks and find out what is going to happen, because as things creep closer, Billy might find out things and go on from there. Check out Podcast on a Pole, because we're having a giant special guest come on, and then a few hours after that show is dropped, the next show will drop that we'll be reviewing of September 97. And to see all of my nonsense, that's all at Lingus Mafia, and that's patreon.com/LingusMafia on iTunes. All that stuff is all my nonsense. This is at Real Dirty Sheets and Billy's new lovely Twitter, because he's such a fan of the Iconics. He took the Twitter name BillyK100, but that's BillyK. That's where people are retarded, because I see it all the time where people spell it like regular Billy to me. And,
It's just Conan is Conan K100. I don't know. Conan's 5150, but it's K100 Conan, or Conan K100 or something for the show name. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we'll be dropping that show. That'll be out on Friday for you on YouTube. But check our Twitters and stuff like that, because that's where you will see how to get to everything, and you won't be missed out. So put our shit on alert at either Lingus Mafia or BillyK100 or at Real Dirty Sheets. And the other one's at Tweets on a Pole, too.
It sounds a lot funnier when you fucking actually say it now.
Billy
say
K.
It quickly. Yeah.
Billy K100. I pause it that way instead of K100. Billy K100.
Billy K. It should be Billy K100.
I know, and that's why I'll always say it Billy K100. All right, everybody. I'm Kev Manning. He's Billy K100, and we'll see you next time.